Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 26. We're still shopping this week. We've already been to clothes shops and gift shops. Now it's time to go to the market and buy some food. So you'll be learning useful food terms, some different vocabulary for different types of food, and also amounts, slices and weights and so on. We hope you find this lesson useful.
Last week, we learned various words that we would use in shopping situations. We also looked at some words that we had previously learned. Things like quiero.
Quiero.
And quiero means?
I want.
I want, yep. Quisiera.
Quisiera.
And quisiera means?
I would like.
Exactly. And these words were words that we'd come across in a variety of situations, mostly linked to buying things in shops or bars or cafes. Today we're going to use them again, but we're also going to learn a couple of other words, because we're going to be asking for things in the market situation. We're going to be buying food to begin with in the market, and we might be thinking about buying something like queso.
Queso.
Can you remember what queso was?
Is it cheese?
It's cheese. We looked at that when we had sandwiches and things like that way back in Unit 2. We might also be looking for jamón.
Jamón.
And jamón is?
Ham.
Ham, exactly. Let's imagine that we're going to begin by buying ham at a market stall. You may find that ham is bought in slices in Spain. And the word for a slice is una loncha.
Una loncha.
Una loncha.
Una loncha.
Now, it's not really very likely that you would be buying una loncha de jamón, just the one slice of ham. So you might be asking for cuatro lonchas de jamón.
Cuatro lonchas de jamón.
Cuatro lonchas de jamón.
Cuatro lonchas de jamón.
Now, you could go up to your market stall in Spain and ask for cuatro lonchas de jamón. It's perhaps more polite to say, I would like cuatro lonchas de jamón. How would you say that, Cara?
Quisiera cuatro lonchas de jamón.
Quisiera cuatro lonchas de jamón. Muy bien. We're going to introduce another word in today's lesson, and that is póngame.
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 Póngame literally means put me. So it's the idea of putting slices down in order to sell them. Póngame. Póngame cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
Póngame cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
As an alternative, you may hear deme.
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 Deme means give me. Deme cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
Deme cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
Muy bien. Deme cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
Deme cuatro lonchas de jamón, por favor.
If we were buying cheese, what's cheese again?
Queso.
Queso. If we were buying cheese, if we were buying queso, then we may ask, rather than for lonchas, we may ask for un trozo de queso.
Un trozo de queso.
Yeah, un trozo.
Trozo.
Trozo is a piece. Un trozo de queso.
Un trozo de queso.
Un trozo de queso.
Un trozo de queso.
How would you say, give me a piece of cheese, please?
Deme un trozo de queso, por favor.
Muy bien. Deme un trozo de queso, por favor. You could equally have said, póngame un trozo de queso, por favor. We also may buy cheese by the kilo or the half kilo. A kilo in Spanish, as you possibly remember when we were doing the letter K in the alphabet, is un kilo. Un kilo de queso.
Un kilo de queso.
Now, un kilo de queso is quite a lot of cheese, so perhaps you would prefer to have medio kilo de queso.
Medio kilo de queso.
Medio kilo de queso. Note that it's not un medio kilo, as in 1/2 kilo of cheese. It's just medio kilo.
Medio kilo.
So, give me 1/2 kilo of cheese, please.
Deme medio kilo de queso, por favor.
Deme medio kilo de queso, por favor. Muy bien. So we've had una loncha. Una loncha is a slice. We've had un trozo.
Un trozo.
And un trozo in Latin America would be un trozo.
Un trozo.
We've also had un kilo.
Un kilo.
Or medio kilo.
Medio kilo.
All of these are followed by de. Un kilo de, una loncha de, un trozo de. A kilo of, a slice of, a piece of. If you see something that you quite like the look of, you could ask for un poco de eso.
Un poco de eso.
Un poco de eso literally means a little of that. Un poco de eso.
Un poco de eso.
And if you weren't sure what something is in the market, you could ask, ¿qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
So if you ask, ¿qué es eso? The person will presumably explain what it is, and you might understand it, you might not understand all of it. Probably the best thing to do would be to ask if you can try some of it. ¿Puedo probarlo?
¿Puedo probarlo?
Now you remember probar from when we were trying on clothes and we went to the probadores. Probar means to try. And in this situation, we're not talking about trying something on, but trying food. So puedo, can I, probarlo. The lo coming at the end refers to the general food. It's masculine in this case. Probarlo.
Probarlo.
¿Puedo probarlo?
¿Puedo probarlo?
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So let's imagine you're in a Spanish market and you spot something that you like the look of. In fact, what you've spotted is jamón serrano, but we'll come back to that in a moment. The first thing you want to ask the person at the stall is, what is that? How would you say, what is that?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso? And the person will tell you, es jamón serrano.
¿Puedo probarlo?
¿Puedo probarlo? Can I try it? Sí, claro. And then the person will give you a little of the jamón serrano. Está riquísimo.
Está riquísimo.
We've had that before. So, está riquísimo. You would like to buy some of that. So, how would you say, I would like a little of that?
Quisiera un poco de eso.
Quisiera un poco de eso. So, the person will start cutting you some slices of jamón serrano. They may ask you, ¿vale así? Is that fine like that? As in, have I cut you enough? And you could say, sí or no. Or you could say, un poco más, a little more.
Un poco más.
Or un poco menos, a little less.
Un poco menos.
And when it gets to the right point, when you've got enough, just not too much, not too little, you can say, ya.
Ya.
Or, vale así.
Vale así.
Vale así.
Vale así.
Vale means that's okay, and así, like that. Vale así.
Vale así.
Or just, ya, which means enough already, that kind of thing. So, we've had un poco más.
Un poco más.
Un poco menos.
Un poco menos.
Vale así.
Vale así.
And ya.
Ya.
Earlier in this lesson, we've been looking at the word eso, que es eso. Eso means that. And it's very similar to the word for this. The word for this is esto.
Esto.
So to say, I want this, you would say,
quiero esto.
And I want that.
Quiero eso.
Exacto. So, quiero esto, quiero eso. It may well be the case that in a market in a Spanish-speaking country, you might want to buy something other than food. For example, you might want to buy a gift or something like that. In Spain, very often, lots of markets have leather goods or jewellery. Let's imagine that you're looking at a bag, un bolso.
Un bolso.
Un bolso.
Un bolso.
You could say, I would like this. Quisiera esto.
Quisiera esto.
And you would point to the bag. Quisiera esto. If the bag was further away, perhaps hanging on a hook in the market stall, and you wanted to say, I want that, then you would say, quiero eso.
Quiero eso.
And point to it again. However, you could be more specific. You could say, I want this bag. When you say, I want this bag, the word for this changes. Esto is the general word. It just means this or this one. However, when we say this bag, it becomes este bolso.
Este bolso.
Este bolso.
Este bolso.
And if we were talking about a feminine thing, for example, perhaps at the jewellery stall, una pulsera.
Una pulsera.
Una pulsera.
Una pulsera.
Just watch the U sound, pulsera.
Pulsera.
Una pulsera is a bracelet. And it's feminine. So this bracelet is esta pulsera.
Esta pulsera.
So I want this bracelet. Quiero esta pulsera.
Quiero esta pulsera.
Let's run through that again. We've got esto.
Esto.
Esto is the general word for this, when you're not specifically speaking about this something. Este, when it's a masculine word. Este bolso.
Este. Este bolso.
And esta, for a feminine word. Esta pulsera.
Esta pulsera.
So hopefully that makes sense. If you are buying things in a market, it may well be the case that you want to barter for the price. Perhaps you think it's very expensive. And this is very normal, especially in Spanish markets. And indeed, it's almost expected. You could begin by saying, es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
And of course, you can accompany that with lots of head shaking as well. Es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
Es muy caro means it's very expensive. Es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
Or you could say it's too expensive. We've done too recently. It's too expensive would be?
Es demasiado caro.
Es demasiado caro.
Es demasiado caro.
So it's too expensive. Es demasiado caro.
Es demasiado caro.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about the bolso, el bolso es demasiado caro.
Es demasiado caro.
However, if we were talking about the bracelet, la pulsera, we would say es demasiado cara.
Es demasiado cara.
Cara meaning expensive for feminine things. Now, obviously, we've done caro, cara before. We're just reviewing this vocabulary. If you're looking for something cheaper, then you could say, ¿tiene algo más barato?
¿Tiene algo más barato?
¿Tiene algo más barato?
¿Tiene algo más barato?
And if you achieve the price that you're looking for, then you could say, me lo llevo.
Me lo llevo.
Me lo llevo.
Me lo llevo.
And that means, as we learned last week, I'll take it. Or you could just say something like, bueno, está bien.
Bueno, está bien.
Okay, when you get to the price that you're looking for. If the person is not willing to lower the price enough for you, you could just say, lo siento, I'm sorry, lo siento.
Lo siento.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.